Hachette Audio presents All In, written by Jennifer Lynn Barnes, read by Amber Faith. You.
Anything can be counted. The hairs on her head. The words she's spoken to you. The number of breaths she has left. It's beautiful, really. The numbers. The girl. The things you have planned. The thing you're destined to become.
Chapter 1. New Year's Eve fell on a Sunday. This would have been less problematic if my grandmother hadn't considered "Thou shalt gather thy family for Sunday dinner" an inviolable commandment, or if Uncle Rio had not appointed himself the pourer of wine. There was a lot of wine. By the time we were clearing away the plates, it was pretty clear that none of the adults would be driving themselves home anytime soon. Given that my father had 7 siblings, all of them married, several with kids a decade or more my senior, there were a lot of adults. As I carried a stack of plates into the kitchen, the dozen or so arguments brewing behind me were almost, but not quite, drowned out by the sound of boisterous laughter. Viewed from the outside, it was chaos. But viewed with a profiler's eye, it was simple, easy to understand, easy to make sense of. This was a family, the kind of family, the individual personalities. Those were there in the details, shirts tucked and untucked, dishes chipped but handled with love.
Cassie.
My great uncle bestowed upon me a beatific, bleary-eyed smile as I came into the kitchen.
You miss your family, eh? You come back to visit your old Uncle Rio?
As far as anyone in this house knew, I'd spent the past 6 months at a government-sponsored gifted program. Boarding school, more or less. Parts of that were true. More or less.
Bah!
My grandmother made a dismissive noise in Uncle Rio's general direction as she took a stack of plates from my hands and transferred them to the sink.
Cassie did not come back for old fools who drink too much and talk too loud.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?